Hey everyone, here we have the July Q&A. Thank you for submitting questions. Q&As are so fun for me, so I appreciate that you guys took the time to write up some questions. I have a blast with these. So before I start answering your questions, I thought it would be cool to begin each Q&A with a secret, like a random unknown fact about me. So this month's secret is that I grew up homeschooled. I've never been to public school. And the reason for that is that the local schools were really bad where I grew up, like significantly low graduation rate bad. So my parents just decided that they'd homeschool me. And then we moved away when I was 11. But homeschooling was going so well and everything, so they didn't send me to public school. For a couple years in high school, though, I went to this really, really small school that was only twice a week, and so you take a lot of the work home, so it was still sort of homeschooling. Anyway, so I have been in a classroom setting, but never like a public high school. Okay, so now we'll move along to the actual questions. You're probably like, why did you just tell me her education history? No one cares. So Raven Paris asked, if you could have any one wish in the world, what would you choose? I think I would wish for the ability to heal people. I think that would be such a cool power because you could go around visiting hospitals and saving people's lives in like a matter of seconds. And you could heal people from anything, like whether it's an illness or a gunshot wound or even just like a broken bone. So I think that would be my one wish. Next we have, what is your favorite song by Taylor Swift and what are some of your favorite songs by other artists? Can I just start by saying thank you so much for this question, because there is honestly nothing I'd rather talk about than Taylor Swift's discography. So thank you for humoring me. Okay, so my favorite song, this is such a hard question because I have so many favorites and it honestly just depends on my mood. So I have taken the liberty of narrowing it down to my top 9. Because I'm genuinely incapable of choosing one. Feel free to skip ahead, because this could take a while. So in no particular order, Champagne Problems from her most recent album. It's about a girl who just rejected her boyfriend's marriage proposal. It's such a sad song, because on one hand, you're sympathizing with her poor, heartbroken boyfriend who's just been rejected. And you're also sympathizing with the girl because she wasn't ready and now her hometown and all their friends think she's in the wrong for saying no. So you feel awful for both parties. No one's the bad guy. Everyone is just sad. On a more upbeat note, there is the song Betty, and it's from the perspective of a 17-year-old boy named James, who is trying to win his ex-girlfriend back. He had a summer fling with this other girl, and he misses Betty, his ex-girlfriend. And so he shows up at a party she's having to apologize. And it's just a really hopeful song, and it's written in a way where it's a bit like a short story, so it's really fun to listen to for the first time and kind of hear the story unfold. Another one of my favorites is August. August is from the perspective of the girl James cheated with. So automatically you kind of don't like her because, you know, cheating is terrible. But the song is her reminiscing about the summer fling and basically accepting the fact that James never loved her anywhere near as much as she loved him, because he goes back to Betty and August is left all alone, still loving him. So it's really sad. I don't want to bore you guys, so I'm just going to list the rest, which are Wildest Dreams, Cornelia Street, All Too Well, illicit affairs, and death by a thousand cuts. Some of my favorite songs by other artists, and don't worry, I'm gonna make this quick, has gotta be Ghost of You by 5 Seconds of Summer, Supermarket Flowers by Ed Sheeran, Perfect by One Direction, and Rewrite the Stars from The Greatest Showman. Ow, I just hit my elbow. Next question is, what is your favorite season of the year and why? I think my favorite season is fall. I love fall weather, and I love the coziness of the season. I love Halloween, and pumpkin patches, and big sweaters. I think fall is my favorite season. This next question, Raven, is such a good question, and I mulled it over for like 2 days. What is one thing you have always wanted to say or be asked by someone or just in general, but no one has asked you? That's the coolest question ever, and I wish I had a more thought-provoking answer than this, but I think I would just want to be asked who is the most important person in my life. And the answer to that is my mom. I just feel like gushing about my mom for a minute because she is the most selfless, loving, gentle soul in the world, and I love her so much. She is absolutely everything to me. And earlier this month, I finally told her about my YouTube channel. She kind of knew I had one before, but she didn't know any details, like really what ASMR role plays are, or my subscriber count, or anything like that. And she still doesn't know a lot of the details. I didn't tell her my username or anything, and she said she respects my privacy and she totally understands and all that. Anyway, I was telling her how much I love it, and she encouraged me to pursue it, and she gave me a little pep talk and all that. So that's kind of what got me to decide to monetize my channel and start a Patreon and everything. Anyway, all that to say, I love my mom so much, and she is definitely the most important person in my life. Next question is, if you could live in any place / any era in history, where would you go and why? What would you do there? I think I would want to live in San Francisco in the 80s, because in the 80s, you have the luxury of TVs and phones, but there was still a lot less focus on social media than there is now. I feel like growing up in the 80s would be really fun, because I've been told that kids just had a lot more freedom back then. Like, you could kind of, you know, you could be like 10 years old and like roam around the city with your group of friends. Whereas nowadays, I feel like that is seen as bad parenting. Also, San Francisco is just so fun. But it's gone downhill a lot over the past few years. It's a lot less beautiful than it used to be. But if I lived there in the 80s, I'd love to just run around the city with a group of friends and go on the cable cars and hang out at the beach. I don't know, just have random adventures and stuff. The only downside is I wouldn't have YouTube. And last question from Raven is, are there any skills / hobbies you want to learn someday or are currently in the process of learning? I would love to learn how to surf one day. I lived by the coast for a little while a couple years ago, and I feel like I took the beach for granted because I never went surfing. I almost went once, but the plans kind of fell through. Hopefully one day, though. Smope Cakes asks, what is your favorite color, favorite movie, and astrological sign? I see what you did there. Thank you for wanting to get to know me and realizing that there is more to me than just me being a vampire. Okay, so my favorite color has got to be green, and my favorite movie is Titanic. I'm well aware that Titanic has a lot of sappy dialogue, but it is such a good movie. I watched it over 6 times in 1 month once. I especially love the second half of the movie, and I really hope that doesn't sound morbid because it's, you know, obviously based off such a tragic accident. I can't even imagine. But the filming is just amazing, and for some reason, I've always just loved movies that have underwater scenes or scenes where there's like a room filling with water or a cave filling with water or whatever. I have no idea why. I love swimming, but that still doesn't really explain it. Anyway, it's such a good movie. I also love the scene where Jack takes Rose to the third class party, and they dance around and everything. It's just so good. The visuals are incredible. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio are incredible. The whole thing is just incredible. Funny story, though. My parents went to see it in theaters when it came out, and they thought it was terrible. They actually walked out, like, 20 minutes into it. They thought that it would flop so badly. Part of the problem was that the sound wasn't in sync with the screen. The theater was having some issues, I guess, so I'm sure that didn't help at all. But yeah, I've since made them watch the movie with me so many times, and they no longer think it's terrible, thankfully. Some of my other favorite movies, though, are Perks of Being a Wallflower, Maze Runner, and The Hunger Games. Anyway, that was a lot of rambling. My astrological sign, I am an Aries, and I'm not sure how I feel about it because from what I've read about Aries, I feel like it doesn't describe me all that accurately, but who knows? Maybe there's another side to me that I'm not aware of. Would you go out into a pouring thunderstorm with a group of friends on a dare? Absolutely. 100%. Definitely yes. I don't think I'd even have to be dared. Have you gone out into a pouring thunderstorm on a dare? I gotta hear about this. Steelix Minecraft and More asks, if you had to give advice to someone about anything, what would be the advice? I would say never hesitate to approach or reach out to someone who looks like they need a friend. Because if nobody ever initiated anything, we would all be incredibly lonely. So if you think someone might need a friend, don't question whether or not they want you to go talk to them. I think oftentimes we just think, oh, they might think I'm annoying or they might want to be alone. But just go up to them. And worst case scenario, they actually do want to be alone. But just having a friend could also completely change their life. So be someone's friend. Ask them to sit with you, ask them to hang out, ask them questions, introduce them to your favorite things, take them to your favorite places, etc. Because you never know how badly someone needs that. Next we have, what is your favorite hobby? Either swimming or reading. I've been reading so many books lately, and I think it's definitely one of my favorite pastimes. I just finished this one book called No Exit by Taylor Adams, and it is by far one of my favorite books. It is so good. It's a thriller about a college student who is driving through a blizzard and gets stranded at a highway rest stop. And there are 4 other people at this rest stop, and they're all just forced to wait out the storm with no cell reception or anything. And then as the protagonist is walking by the people's parked cars out front, she sees a child trapped in the back of one of the vehicles. So she has to figure out which one of the people kidnapped the child, like whose car it is. And the book is just a roller coaster of twists and turns and nonstop action. It's seriously incredible. One of my favorite books for sure. Jossip asks, if you could live anywhere, where would it be? I think I would want to live in Hawaii. I just really want to swim with sea turtles in warm, clear blue water. That's my dream. Next we have, what really makes you angry? Backhanded compliments, humble bragging, gaslighting, like invalidating other people's emotions. All of those. Can I just say real quick that all of you ask the best questions? I just love these. Let's see. Do you like superheroes? If yes, Marvel or DC? I have trouble really getting into superhero movies, like the Avengers movies, for example. But then again, I think I've only actually seen the first one and maybe part of the second. And that was back when I was like 12. So I should probably try watching them again. I do, however, have one exception, and that is any Spider-Man movie. I've just always loved Spider-Man movies. Anyway, I think I'm gonna have to say Marvel. But I remember liking Batman. I honestly don't remember the movies that well, but I remember thinking they were good. I should really watch all these superhero movies again, because I'm sure they're worth the hype. Okay, so those were all the questions. Your guys' questions were so good. Thank you for asking them. I hope you're all having a good day / night, and I will do another one of these Q&As next month. So bye, guys.